The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.
If there's something I've been looking forward to for today, and specifically right now in this hour, it's a conversation about sunscreen. Now, we see weather change is happening over the last couple of weeks, and we know we're in the time of the year that I absolutely have confessed that I love very much. And I know it's also a time of the year that we are very joyous as South Africans, being able to enjoy time out in the sun. We are referred to as sunny South Africa, but sometimes our usage of sunscreen in protection from that very sun is not so informed. Sometimes it's because we don't even know how to go about it. I've been to the section with sunscreen and it almost feels so overwhelming because you're not sure which one to use. Is it the one that you apply twice? Is it the waterproof one? Is it the SPF 5, 20, 50? Oh my goodness, it all sounds so complicated. Or do I only use it when I'm going to be in the sun for long? Or if I'm indoors? And all these questions that we have kind of resulted in us not using sunscreen so much. Joining me this afternoon to help us demystify this and have a little bit of a better sense about this is Dr. Claudia Molwabi, who is a dermatologist here in the city of Tshwane, to help us understand why is it so important? Should we be even caring about how we use it, which one we use? Or is this all just a hoax to get us to be able to buy products upon products upon products? Dr. Molwabi, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and helping us understand this topic all the more.
Good afternoon, Khosi, the listeners and the producers, and thank you for inviting me.
You know, Dr. Molwabi, if I'm thinking about, you know, sunscreen, it's one of those things that, for me personally, I've heard my wife constantly telling me, don't forget the sunscreen, don't forget the sunscreen. But I always feel like, man, oh man, this is always spoken about, but I don't get the importance of it. Let's maybe start there. Why is sunscreen so important? Or is it just there to protect me from getting darker or going red?
The sunscreens are very important. I really love what your wife is doing, because sunscreens protect us from getting a lot of other diseases, being it inflammatory, because there are people that are actually sensitive to the sun. Like the minute they get the sun, they get what we call photosensitive dermatitis. Hmm. It being because of the treatments, the chronic treatments that they are on, or just being sensitive to the sun. So, and then there are people that, because of the sun, which is very hot, we do get what we call solar urticaria, meaning the sun, the skin disorder which you get because of the sun. The most important, crucial disorder that you do not want to encounter when you are just going bare without a sunscreen is skin cancers. And because they are, what you get from the sun damage, it's not what will develop like now. It is what we call cumulative sun damage. Like for many years, you've been exposed to sun damage without the sun without really developing anything. So there are what we call the photo products that develop inside the skin, on the skin, and they cause what we call photo damage. So some people, by virtue of their genetics, they can develop the pigmentary disorders. Like they become very darker than they usually are.
Sure.
Some patients, especially the ones that are lighter in complexion, even us, we can still get, is the skin cancers. And like I said, what we call photosensitive dermatitis, meaning that you get the condition because you become sensitized by the sun.
And I think it's actually quite scary to even consider that it could be leading to a point of skin cancers, as you've mentioned. Now, this
Absolutely.
Is where it gets complicated here, Dr. Molwabi, because I'm always thinking, how often do I apply sunscreen? It almost feels like I always remember it if I'm going to go on a holiday, if I'm about to go swimming, if I'm going to be exposed outside and I'm showing half of my body because the shirt is off, I'm in shorts and I'm in flip-flops. How often should I be applying it? Should I apply it when I'm just in-house, working from home, or just when I leave the house and go outside to be directly exposed to the sun?
You need to apply your sunscreen every time when you leave the house, 15 to 20 minutes before you go outside, you have to apply the sunscreen. And every time you are exposed to the sun, when you go back into the shade, you have to reapply. And if you are in the sun exposure for 2 hours or more, you need to reapply every 180 minutes. That is like about 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours. You have to reapply the sunscreen. You don't necessarily need to wash or whatever, to wash. Mm. You just need to reapply the sunscreen. And what is more imperative is the amount of sunscreen that you need to apply, which is about half a teaspoonful. It's enough for your whole face.
Okay.
And when you're thinking half a teaspoonful, you're thinking it's so much, but that's what you need. So what I usually tell patients is you can start by just measuring the first time and you like have an idea, oh, this is about the much that I need. And then you reapply that much for your face, and then you can just work around that. Okay, the area of my face is about this much. If I need to apply on my arms, this is how much I will need. Because you definitely need to apply sunscreen on all the sun exposed areas, the upper chest, the upper back, the hands, more especially the people that are driving. You see them getting very darker on the hands because of the sun exposure, either on the left or on the right. And obviously even on the cheeks, they get darker on the left or on the right, depending on the driving direction when they are exposed to the sun, where the sun is.
Now, Dr. Maluabi, and I mean, I've been in that situation so often where I know in the mornings I'm fine, during the day I'm in the office, but during the afternoon I might be getting exposure on my left arm if I'm driving back home, saying back to Pretoria on the N1 North. But now, hypothetically, I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, okay, I want to go into store and go buy it. But this is also the daunting thing because there's all different types of sunscreen and I'm not sure which one to use. I'm used to the spray one that I know is great for if I'm going to be exposed to water with the sun, for if, let's say, going to the beach or swimming. How do I know which type of sunscreen is right? And there's SPF 50 and SPF 30. They say the higher you go, the better. But is it really better, or do I need to check it based on how much exposure that I'll have to the sun?
It's more about the minimum that you have to apply. We usually say, as dermatologists, minimum at least 30 SPF that you need to apply. And then that SPF, it means the sun protection factor, meaning after how long will that sunscreen not be effective after you've applied it.
Okay.
So the thing, there is a ratio and whatnot, how we calculate it in. But usually, 30 plus, it's usually the correct minimum dose that you need to apply. But there are people that genetically they are predisposed to get sun damage more than the others. So it is very important to use even higher sunscreen, the SPF factor. And the people that are already having sun damaged skin, it's better for them to start using the higher SPF, because some of these sunscreens that we recommend to the patients, they also treat the damage that is already done. Very unlikely will you get a sun SPF of 30 that will treat that the damage that is already done. But at least from 50, depending on the manufacturers and the sunscreen that you will get over the counters, some of them, they will start treating that damage that is done already.
It's already there. Yeah. Now, Dr. Maluabi, I think one of the questions that many parents might be thinking is, oh my goodness, my children, I mean, they leave in the morning, they're going to school, they spend their whole day there, and the exposure to the sun is going to be varying through the day. Let's maybe break this down into two questions that could come up. The first question being, at what age can I start using this on my children? I mean, I've got a message saying, from what age can one use sunscreen to protect themselves from that sun damage?
You know what? I usually tell my patients that I would not want to go to the age. I would like to say, as soon as your child gets exposed to the sun, and you know that you are having your child like there for about 1 hour in the sun, you should start applying the sunscreen. But if it comes to me, I would say at least from the age of one, because younger than one, usually you cannot really expose the sun, the kid is to the sunscreen, because from 1 year old and whatnot, because now they go into this early learning centers early, and they are left there to play on their own with the bigger peers. So it's better to apply the sunscreen as soon as you are able to.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that there are specific sunscreens for the kiddies.
Yes.
It will be written kids as for kids. So you have to choose those ones, because there are those ones that when it's not written kids, the reason why you would not choose those ones is because they have some preservatives that will be making the kids to be having a sensitivity to that, like they react to the sun, or even those chemicals, they can start reacting to those chemicals.
Yeah, and that would have been my second question, to find out, you know, which one then does a parent use for their child. But what you are saying in terms of it written kids is very important. Dr. Maluabi, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. And as we wrap up this conversation, I think the last thing I want to find out from you is, you know, sunscreen usage. A lot of people is kind of like, well, we want to incorporate it into every day. And as a result, we've also seen some growth of products that say it includes sunscreen in the lotion. It includes sunscreen in the moisturizer. Is this still sufficient? Can I go ahead and use that said moisturizer that says it's got SPF 30, so to say, included in the moisturizer? Or should I be using that plus normal sunscreen, or would that be sufficient for the day?
Absolutely. You have to use the sunscreen that has got the plus, because the minute you use your moisturizer that has got the, that says it has got sunscreen embedded in it, you must just check on which letter is it on. When you look at the ingredients, you'll find that whatever you need as a sun protection ingredient, it's lower down. So the lower the ingredient, the little the amount that is there. So the better advice that I can give is, when you choose a sunscreen, you choose a broad spectrum sunscreen that is protective against the whole spectrum of the sun.
Yeah.
And even the people that are forever on the microwaves and whatnot, you have to choose the sunscreen that is based on what are your activities of getting a damage from any light source.
Yeah.
Like you see, when you're doing your hair in the hair dryers, they are heat. And then those also have the damage that they can cause onto the skin, the infrareds and all those.
Oh, my goodness. Would one then need to, is there anything one can do in preparation for that? Because I think there's a lot of people right now, I mean, including myself and Anne in the studio, we're kind of going, okay, we weren't aware in terms of the exposure from hair dryers. I've heard about this, and maybe you can confirm this for us briefly as we wrap up our time, Dr. Maluabi, because we've ran out of time. Is hair dryers is one thing that you're mentioning, but also I've online reading of sources about using the blue light in front of screens when in front of a computer for prolonged hours.
Exactly.
Is this also something that one can take note of to try protect the skin?
That's why I say, always tell patients that you need to apply your sunscreen irrespective of whether you are outdoor person or indoor person, because there are some light sources that you get exposed to unaware that those ones will be having some emission radiation onto your skin.
Sure. Dr. Maluabi, this has been absolutely insightful. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. And I think for a lot of us, we absolutely enlightened and actioned to go ahead and make the change towards our care routine, including the care of our skin. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, Papa.
Bye. That was Dr. Mulwabi joining us right here on the Afternoon Drive with Khosi, talking all things sunscreen. Dermatologist explaining to us why it's so important and from what age we can start to include it, and why we need to be paying attention to how much you use, how often you use it, and what time we use it. Cloudy or not, it's important for the care of our skin.
The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.